What's up, everybody? It is Amarinder Singh. If you're a beginner or even learning Punjabi for a little while but still struggle to understand Punjabi people, it is because you are too much focusing on the formal Punjabi or learning formal Punjabi, not the colloquial Punjabi or the street talk Punjabi the way Punjabi people talk. So follow this podcast to learn casual Punjabi or street talk Punjabi, which will help you to understand Punjabi people. Now let's get started. So today I'm gonna teach you 5 colloquial words in Punjabi. These words are being used in conversation very frequently. All right. So the first word is kesar or kaal. All right. It's kind of laziness. It means, but it's not exact. I think I'm gonna explain to you all, with examples. Let's say you need to renew your car insurance, right? But you didn't. Why you didn't? Kind of because of your laziness, something like that, all right? Okay, let's say you were driving, you have no car insurance, and you basically got a big ticket from the police because you didn't have car insurance. And then you told me this story, then I say, then why would you not renew your car insurance, right? Then you can say a bus car hogi, right? Something like that. So what it means? It means basically there's no specific reason for you. It's kind of just your laziness. Kind of okay, I got it. I will renew. You are basically not taking it serious. Something like that. So this is the thing which we say what call karda, what kesar marda, something like that. All right. So you basically won't use in some another situation. If you want to say, oh, wow, if you want to say he is a lazy person, in that situation, you won't say okay, sir. You won't say kiss, sir, but you can use kauri, right? And instead of kauri, you say kauri, oh, but kauri banda. Kauri, right? Here is a little different. If you just want to say he's a lazy person, it's more accurate. It's kind of what sust banda. Sust means he is lazy. Kauri is a little different. He's not lazy person. But there are some things he is not taking it seriously. He know he needs to do it, but he is not doing it, whatever the reason, basically. But he should do it, actually, in this case. He should have renewed his car insurance. Probably he's a very active person. He go to the gym, he do what he has to do, but in specific situation, he didn't do. So in this situation, you can say a call hogi, that's why I didn't renew the insurance. So it means basically you are just putting this kind of thing on the bottom, but you don't know why, because when you shouldn't do it, right? Because this is important. You know you can get a ticket from the police if you didn't renew your car insurance. So something like that. So in these kind of situations, that's what we use. Another situation I can say, let's say you are trying to gain weight, muscle mass, you are going to the gym, but you are not gaining. What's the main reason you are not gaining? Probably you are not eating enough. Sometimes you are skipping your healthy meals. And so in this case, I can say this guy works hard. What about he is just kauri in eating, right? Kauri means he just ignore the fact he need to eat a lot of good food. So he need to be in surplus in calories so he can gain some muscle mass, right? So in this situation, he is not taking it seriously, right? So that's the thing, all right? It's kind of same thing, all right. Now let's move to the second word, that's tilla. Okay, so I think at this moment in my mind, there are two way we use it. First, I think everybody probably know tilla means kind of loose, all right? If you wear a shirt, right, if it's a loose shirt, you basically won't say it's a tilly shirt. You can say some people, but mostly we say khulli. Khulli means kind of like a wide, something like that, right? Mostly in Punjabi, we say khulli shirt. If you wear a t-shirt, it's a loose, you mostly say the khulli, right? I think you can use Telia as well, but we don't use it. It's not much common. But in another situation, let's say if there's a screw, you are a plumber, you are like basically screwing something, but it's not. It's like a little bit loose. In that situation, you can say like it a Telia screw, all right? In that situation, another situation, let's say if this is a tap water, like you wanna tap the water, maybe it's a loose. That time you can say tutti Telia, all right? Something like that. Another situation we also did, like it's a very colloquial way to say in that, like when somebody is sick, mostly you heard like if somebody is sick, he's gonna say like mambamara, right? I'm sick, mambamara, something like that. But there's another word which is a lot like a mental, all right? So in this situation, it's not mean like I'm loose. It means like I'm sick, right? Which is a lot. There's a very popular phrase, like if you ask me, like why you didn't come to gym yesterday or last week, whatever the reason, I can say main tilla ho gaya si. Main tilla ho gaya si. So it means I was sick. That's why I didn't come. All right. So anyway, this is very important word for you all to learn. Basically, the second meaning when we are sick, we say tilla ho gaya, right? Which is it a lot. So bimar ho gaya. Yeah, it's also people say, but tilaga is also very common. So you need to know this meaning of this word. Okay, so another word is Raji. So Raji has also two meanings. One meaning could be agreeing to something. You are agree. Another is like when you just, like you basically improve from the sickness. Now you become normal or you get your all strength back, something like that. Okay, I'm gonna give an example. Let's say you are trying to buy a house and you are discussing with me, you want to buy a house, stuff like that. And I want to know, like, okay, you want to buy a house, but like your family is agree with you, or like your wife agree with you, whatever you are living, right? Then probably I'm going to ask, like, tere ghar de tere naal raji aa, ghar khareedan te, tere ghar de tere naal raji aa. It means I'm asking to you. Like, do your family agree with you, right? Like, so in this situation, Raji means agree, all right? Another situation, let's say you are making the plan with friends and you say, we are going to, like, we want to go to, like, let's say, in Switzerland for the trip. And then I ask you, like, maybe this specific friend, let's say, call him, like, David, like, I wanna look at, is David is agree with you in this trip, for this trip? I can say like David Rajia jaan waste, all right? Or if I say like David jauga, you can say haan oh vi Rajia, right? So it means he's agreeing, something like that. I don't know, like it's used everywhere. Or I think it's pretty common in Malwa. Yeah. So yeah, one is this one. Another one is like, let's say you are so sick, you become so weak. Maybe you have a typhoid or whatever. You are basically doing nothing. You are in the bed for a month, and but I'm talking to you after 6 months, and I wanna know like how you are now, how you are feeling, something like that. And you're perfectly fine now. You got your all strength back. You can say like, if I ask you like, how are you doing? Like, tum kimiya, right? Then you can say, main ta hun raji ho gaya, all right? Main ta hun raji ho gaya. So it means now you're completely fit, healthy, no issue at all, right? And another situation is also, let's say somebody is underweight, right? He is very weak, skinny. Somehow he started going to gym and starting eating. Now he bulk a little bit, and now it looks like he is some kind of strength, right? In that situation, people also say, oh, Raji ho gaya. It means he is stronger now, all right? So make sure, keep in mind three meanings. I told you before two, now I think it's three. One is Raji means agreeing something, another is when you were sick, now you basically become fine, all right, or healthy, whatever. Another is like you become stronger, you were weak before, right? And somebody now, or you got stronger in that situation, you can say, main raji ho gaya, whatever, right? So that's how we use this one. Okay, so the fourth one is
bigger than man. All right. So it has also two meanings. One is basically when it get worse. All right. Yeah, I think it's a one meaning. It's, we use it only when it gets worse, but it's two different situations we can use. Okay, let's say one situation, there was a guy, he was a pretty good guy, and he has a good job, he's doing his job, he's going to gym, basically he has a good habit. Now, all of a sudden, he got bad company, he's starting drinking, smoking, he's not even going to the work, stuff like that. So we say, oh, bigad gaya, right? Bigad gaya means he got worse probably, or mostly it means like he's no longer doing good thing. He's not a good person now anymore. So he just got bad habit. So he got worse some kind of, in this situation, we say, oh, bigad gaya, all right? Another situation, let's say, okay, you have some kind of issue with you, let's say with, maybe not issue, maybe you have some kind of disagreement, something like that, maybe with your father or any family member, maybe with your like a significant other, right? So you have some kind of disagreement, but it over time, it getting worse. Now you have trust issues, stuff like that. Now your relationship get worse, right? In that situation, we can say, "Unada resta bigad gaya," all right? Resta means a relationship. Bigadna means it get worse, all right? In this situation, you can use that. Another case you can also use, like let's say if somebody got some kind of disease, he didn't like get the treatment on the time, he just ignored it. Now it's a bigger problem. In that situation, you can also say, Odi bumari bigad gayi. Bumari means a disease, all right? Bigger means get worse, all right? In this situation, you can also use this word, all right? Okay, so the last one now, the fifth one, is basically it's not a word. It's kind of phrase. I'm going to also give you a phrase, basically a one popular phrase, but you can also use it another way. This is like a oh pairan te paani nee pain dinda, right? Oh pairan te paani nee pain dinda. Okay, let me tell you first the not like a whole sentence meaning, but separately word by word what it means. Oh means you guys know, it means he or she, as a third person we use, all right? Pair means like your feet, all right? Pani means of water, all right? So, pan dinda have many meaning, but here it means like a let, something like that, let, all right? So, here there's nothing to do with water or your feet in the phrase. Like, if somebody say, oh, parante pani ni pan dinda, so it means basically, if I give you an example with the sentence, let's say, okay, so for example, we are like a three friends, and you ask me like give you like borrow a car. Basically, you borrow a car from me for a day. I say, okay, you are my friend, let's go. And there were two of you, you're my friend, and you went. And now it's got accident, all right? So you got some kind of damage to my car. And now you both guys, basically you and another my friend like a David, and now you are basically blaming, like, you know, you are telling me it's David's fault and David is telling me it's your fault. Now I'm talking to you and you told me, oh, I was not driving, it was David who was driving, and it's because of the David. And now I also talked to the David and she was saying, no, it's not my fault, I was driving, but you were basically the one who was talking to him, because of that it happened, something like that. Basically, David is not accepting his fault and you're basically telling me it's David's fault, but then I'm gonna say probably like a David ta pairan te paani nahi painda, all right? So it means like a David is not expect shit. I don't know how to say. Accepting his fault, right? Or it means like he is basically making an excuse and excuse to look himself as a clean. It's like he's no fault, right? It means like he's right, all right? So in this situation, we use parante, wota parante, pani ni panandanda, all right? Okay, and I am going to give you another example. It's a little different, but it's just kind of same thing. Okay, so let's say now David's got fat and he has a problem. He is very close to get diabetes, stuff like that. And we are advising him to eat clean and go to the gym, which is like a good advice. But he is saying, you know what, like I can't go to the gym because my schedule is so busy. Even if I go to the gym, I won't lose weight because it's not work for me. Stuff like that. Basically, he is not, like he was basically denying us because he is making all kind of excuses because whatever we are telling him is not going to work for, it's not going to work for him, right? So now you asked me, okay, did David agree to going to the gym and eating healthy stuff like that? And I know like he basically didn't agree with that because he's making all kind of excuses. Then I can say oda parante pani ni panandanda, all right? So which means he is not agreeing at all. He is making all kind of excuses, all right? Because he is not like accepting it like as a correct advice, something like that, right? I hope you got it. You probably don't need to use this one. Probably I use very rarely, I don't know. But yeah, I think if somebody is using it, at least you can understand this phrase, all right? Ota parante pani ni panandanda. So if you enjoy this podcast, please show your support by contributing. This helps me to know that you are getting the value from it and want to see more. I would really appreciate it. You can support this podcast through PayPal and Patreon. Links are in the description. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please give it 5 stars. It would help this podcast to reach out to more people. And another thing, if you are struggling to understand Punjabi pronouns, then check out my free ebook about Punjabi pronouns. Link is in the description. At the end, I hope you enjoy the lesson. I'll be back with another lesson in another day.